This is Passport to Texas. We love seeing wildlife in its natural environment, marveling at the beauty of migrating bird species or the majesty of a 10-point buck grazing in the mist. We feel nostalgic hearing the sweet call of the bobwhite quail and joyful watching the antics of otters splashing in rivers. Yet when wildlife inundates our urban environs, we're not quite as thrilled. The July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is all about wildlife, wherever it's found. Editor Louis Bond.
This month we're going to talk about wildlife. We'll take a look at quail, whose populations are declining. We'll take a look at bumblebees, those cute little furry creatures who flit from flower to flower. They're not only adorable, but they're important to our crops. And our local bug expert, Michael Warner, takes a long, hard look at bumblebees. We'll also take a look at urban wildlife problems. Do you have too many deer in your yard, raccoons in the trash can, maybe feral hogs tearing up your property? We'll take a look at these problems and some possible solutions and look at how different communities are handling this problem. So if you enjoy wildlife the way we do, please take a look at the July issue and see what's new with wildlife.
Thank you, Louie. The July issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.